Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Youngblood, coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Monday, October 9th, 2017. Fires are tearing through California wine country, causing evacuations. Then I'll have your stock market report and saint of the day. The final assault to retake the Syrian city of Raqqa began yesterday, and if you're looking to improve your cognitive ability, you might consider standing while you work. Newsweek is reporting that a wildfire in California's Napa Valley, about the size of 150 football fields, has resulted in the evacuations of 1,500 homes. There is a second fire encompassing about 20,000 acres near Sonoma and Napa counties. Residents are moving to shelters and schools are canceled. The Santa Rosa Police Department said the fires, which are spreading quickly and are predicted to worsen with incoming winds, are a, quote, life-threatening situation. Reuters' Linda So brings you the story.
Wind-whipped flames engulfing homes and cars in California's wine country. Raging wildfires driven by powerful winds multiplied overnight and roared through Napa and Sonoma counties. Dangerous conditions prompting evacuations and forcing people into shelters.
Drew my blinds and I just saw flames all up on the hill behind my house. So of course I panicked. I'm still shaking.
Emergency responders going door to door to rush people to safety. Several people had to be treated for burns. A hospital in Santa Rosa was evacuated after flames fanned by strong winds pushed their way close to the building.
The strategy right now is to get ahead of this fire and move people out of the way and make stands around structures where they can.
The Atlas Peak Fire near Napa is currently the largest and has spread to more than 200 acres. Several major roads in the area have been shut down as firefighters try to stop the wildfires from advancing.
Now it's time for your stock market report, but first, the Catalan crisis and Brexit are having an effect on world markets. Here is Reuters' Silvia Antonioli with the breakdown.
Catalan flags waving high in the minds of investors. The focus on whether separatist leaders will defy Madrid and go ahead with a declaration of independence. Just a week after Catalans faced a violent police crackdown to vote for a split in a referendum declared unconstitutional by a Spanish court. But analysts say a divorce would be bad news, mostly for Catalan business.
Yeah, Catalonia has is fairly highly indebted. It has will have a relatively low rating if it were to secede from the rest of the country. And I guess investors would want to reduce their exposure to the Catalonia region.
Madrid swiftly passed a law, making it easier for companies to move the base within the country. Catalan lender Sabadell has already agreed to transfer its legal base to Alicante, and CaixaBank is also considering a move from Barcelona. Eyes will also be on any progress on President Trump's planned tax cuts. Markets rose after the US president proposed the biggest tax shakeup in three decades, but critics, including the Fed, warned that such move could lead to inflation and unsustainable federal debt. On the other side of the Atlantic, Brexit, or a delay in it, still a major story.
We're starting the final round of phase one of the negotiations, and it looks like insufficient progress will have been made in order to enable the UK to talk about a trade deal before the end of the year. So this mood music will, I think, impact upon sterling in particular, which has certainly weakened a little bit over the course of recent weeks.
And the mood music for Prime Minister Theresa May might not be the most upbeat. She fends off plotters' attempts to topple her after a calamitous conference performance last week.
And it said something about her.
Now let's grab the stock market's latest figures. On Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 2 points and as of right now is down 8 points at 22,766. The NASDAQ on Friday closed up 5 points and as of right now is down 2 points at 6,588. The S&P 500 on Friday closed down 3 points and as of right now is down 2 points at 2,547. Crude oil is up 25 cents at $49.54 a barrel. In the world markets, the Japanese Nikkei closed up 63 points and the Hong Kong Hang Seng closed down 131. The London FTSE 100 closed down 15 and the DAX in Germany closed up 20. Today's quote of the day comes from St. John Leonardi. Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Denis and companions. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious, gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today. Today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
St. Denis was a bishop of Paris in the 3rd century who was martyred with his companions Rusticus and Eleutherius. There are different accounts of his story. According to the one account by the poet Venantius Fortunatus, he was sent from Italy to Gaul to evangelize the peoples and settled on the Ile de la Cité on the Seine River. These three missionaries were so effective at converting the Gauls that they were arrested by the Roman officials and beheaded on the highest hill in Paris, now called Montmartre, or Martyr's Mountain. According to legend, after being decapitated, St. Denis picked up his head and walked for miles preaching a sermon. At the site where he finally died was built the St. Denis Basilica, where French kings would be buried. St. Denis is the patron saint of France, possessed people, and those who suffer with headaches. St. Denis and companions, pray for us. The Daily Mail reports that the final assault on Raqqa by the U.S.-led coalition in Syria was set to begin yesterday. Field Commander Ardal Raqqa told the press that the assault would focus on surrounding the local sports stadium. He said, quote, Daesh is massing there because this is the last stage. They will resist or they will surrender or die. This is their last stand to the death. This final assault could take as long as a week to complete. Just yesterday, an airstrike in the northwestern Syrian city of Idlib killed 12 civilians and injured another 15. The U.S.-led coalition has been blamed for significant numbers of civilian deaths in their bombing campaigns both in Iraq and Syria. Here is Russia Times with the story of the civilian toll in this war to retake Raqqa.
September was the deadliest month of 2017 for civilians in Syria, according to the UN's Regional Humanitarian Coordinator. The violence has escalated as the battle to retake Raqqa, once dominated by ISIL, edges ever closer to an end. It had been home to more than 200,000 civilians. Now there's barely a building left untouched. Civilians displaced from the city told us how they managed to flee the US-led coalition airstrikes.
Recently, coalition air forces were ready to demolish the whole building to target one member of ISIL. They have no problem killing civilians.
We ran from death and fear. Any human being would be afraid. The sound of the planes makes us afraid. They were shelling the civilians, destroying buildings and houses. We fled from the shelling and missiles. The coalition has definitely destroyed the country. It killed many civilians. I lost children and friends.
Raqqa was destroyed by a coalition aircraft. Only 10% hit the targets. The rest hit civilians. The massacre of civilians was something unimaginable.
The detrimental health effects of sedentary desk jobs and extensive sitting throughout the day have been well documented. Some have even adopted a saying, sitting is the new smoking. Forbes is reporting on another effect of working while seated, decreased cognitive ability. A new study published in the journal Psychological Science is revealing that when people stand, they exhibit better selective attention and cognitive control. Four groups of people participated in the study and were given the Stroop test. The Stroop test shows how well our brains make sense of contradictory stimuli, such as identifying a color when its name is written in a different color, as in the word red being written in blue ink. When we see red written in red ink, we are able to identify the color more quickly than if we see red written in blue ink. In this study, two groups were given the test seated and two groups standing. The standing group registered a slightly quicker response time, times which do not sound so large, 120 milliseconds while sitting and 100 milliseconds while standing. But considering the amount of processing our brains do and how much they have to decipher in the course of a day, this time gap can be quite significant. It is believed that when we are standing, our bodies are more stressed because we are putting out more effort and our brains are working on balance and controlling slight muscle contractions. The increase in cognitive stress from standing actually increases our cognitive performance. Forbes also reported in 2016 on a study which showed that while standing increased cognitive performance, it took a full month to actually see differences in productivity. In this Celestial Musings, the Dove Soap Company is taking heat for one of their ads and being accused of racism, has issued an apology and pulled the ad from their Facebook site. The ad in question shows a black woman removing her brown t-shirt and transforming into a white woman with a light t-shirt. This woman then removes her light t-shirt and becomes an Asian woman in a darker shirt. Rather than receiving the message that the soap can be good for all women regardless of race, people have decided to take from it the message that the black woman is dirty and the white woman is clean and Dove is horribly racist. These rampant accusations of racism are just out of control. Why is it racist for the black woman to morph into the white woman, but not racist that the white woman morphs into the Asian woman? And more importantly, why did Dove cave and apologize, quote, deeply and sincerely for the offense the ad caused, saying that it, quote, did not represent the diversity of real beauty, which is something Dove is passionate about and is core to our beliefs, and it should not have happened? What they should have said was, we stand behind our ad, which shows the diversity of women whom we are privileged to serve, who will benefit from and be pleased with our product. To those fishing for a reason to label us racist, regretfully, while our product can clean up your body, it cannot clean up your act. But we sincerely wish you the best of luck in that endeavor. Basically, anything we do is going to be racist. If we move out, it's white flight. If we move in, it's gentrification. If we see color, it's racism. If we don't see color, we're ignoring racism. If we don't partake in another's culture, we're non-inclusive. If we engage in their culture, we're appropriating their culture. Pray tell, is there anything we can do that passes the test, aside from apologizing continually for our existence? There are people who are bound and determined to make sure that there is division in this country, and as long as we play into their games, we all lose. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Keep yourself tuned in to the Veritas Radio Network, king-size truth from radio-size speakers. Coming up next, The True Money Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your News Talk and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.